Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she grew up in a family where intuition was normal, but not encouraged. You didn't talk to spirits. You didn't invite anything in. But when she was 8 years old, she kind of broke that rule.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. And if you have a real ghost story and you share it with us, that's even better. You can call it in and leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You can also write in, send it to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, you get advanced episodes, access to the archive, and no commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's everything?
Well, it's pretty good. I'm just thinking about this idea of, you know, having intuition, but and that it runs in the family, but then the whole family's going, no, 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 no.
Right. It's like, no, you don't have that.
You know, like, our mom was always a naysayer when it came to anything. But I'm not convinced mom had a lot of intuition. Let's put it that way. But if you came from a family that did, it seems like, oddly, they would be more inclined to be sympathetic to that.
Well, it
maybe
also
not.
It also could be a situation where the family is very religious and they don't believe in this sort of thing and they don't want it. And, you know, great grandma had that thing going on and that was never good. She was inviting things in.
That's why I'm wondering if there was a negative experience that happened to somebody and then it frightened everyone.
Well, speaking of experiences, negative, this is the opposite of that. Because it's kind of adorable. So yesterday I was hosting this thing for the school system here. Okay. And it's Battle of the Books. I do it every year. And it's fifth graders. And they're teams of four. They have to read 62 books or something like that between them. And then I am the host of the Battle of the Books. And I ask them questions. And we have this contest. It's adorable. Okay. I've done it for, 10 years. So I go to do it yesterday. And I walk in. This was like the nicest thing anybody has said to me in forever. So I walk in and I'm like, hi, everybody, because everybody's in one big room together. Hi, how are you? And this girl just goes, oh, she seems so nice. Oh. It was so sweet.
I love that.
And so I just stopped and I said, that was about the nicest thing anybody ever said. And then at that point, I think because I thanked her very, it was heartfelt.
Well, yes.
Right? And all of the kids after that were the polite, like they were out politing each other.
Oh, that's awesome. At that point,
it was so cute. So they would get up and it's like, it's really nice to meet you, Carol. You know, thank you for doing this for us, Carol. And so at one point, I have some girls who just kicked all the ass in this competition. It was a girl team and they were really good. And so we were in between, they had a second round. So we're in between rounds, and this one girl goes, your jacket is amazing. And the other girls all look, and they're like, oh, my God, I love that jacket so much. And I said, well, it's the first time I've worn it, you know, because it's kind of it's perfect for this weather. And so when I got ready to leave, I put on my coat. I have a scarf on.
What was so hip about the jacket?
I don't know.
Do I need to get one?
And like, so what? I put on a scarf. The jacket's black and white. I put on a scarf that's black and white. I wear a lot of black and gray, white. But so I put on the scarf and the girl goes, oh my gosh, that scarf matches your jacket perfectly. Oh my God, the fifth graders love my sense of style. It was the sweetest thing. I left there feeling so good about myself,
you know,
and good about the future.
You know, I have to tell you that I love that age, you know, like from the, you know, 10 to 12 year olds, there's just something, they're unfiltered. A lot of times they just say, especially the boys will just rattle off what they think, you know, and hey, do you want to see this turtle I found? You know, or whatever right. they have in their hand. You know, it's like they want to share it with you or whatever. And I just love them. I just love their honesty and they're a little bit gullible, or a lot bit gullible, I guess. But they're just, they haven't been jaded by the world yet, usually. And yet they're old enough to have a little bit of not knowing what's going on. And so they're just super fun. But I love that.
It was the sweetest thing.
They all just jumped on the compliment train for you.
It was the funniest thing. I'm like, I didn't see that coming. They were all like so incredibly kind. And
awesome.
I think because the one girl kind of opened the door for it. And then everybody else, because I responded so positively to it. That everybody else was like, but the one about the jacket, oh my God, your jacket is amazing.
Oh, I love that.
I love the jacket. Little do they know I got it at Walmart. I didn't tell them that part. I wanted to think I got it at some online boutique.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to a ghost story. And this first one is from Marin. It says, I live in the Deep South. I've been a listener for a long time. I have rewritten this story in my head more times than I can count, mostly because I've never been sure what it actually was. In my family, intuition was normal. People didn't make a big deal out of it, but they also didn't deny it. Certain relatives had strong feelings, in quotes. Others dreamed things before they happened. Nobody called it a gift. Nobody tried to train it. It was just treated the same way you'd be treated if you were left-handed or had bad eyesight. There were boundaries, though, very firm ones. Certain things were considered reckless. Trying to communicate intentionally, treating it like a game, anything that involved calling something to you instead of letting things pass naturally. Those were lines you didn't cross. which of course made them more tempting. I was 8 when it happened, maybe 9. I was spending the afternoon at a friend's house with another girl from our class. The house itself wasn't scary. It was old, but cozy with antiques, heavy curtains. We ended up downstairs in what was technically a basement, but it didn't feel like one. Half of it was open to the backyard with big windows and glass doors that let sunlight in. It felt very safe and ordinary. There was one odd detail, though. Near the staircase, mounted on the wall, was an old bell, the kind servants would use to call someone from another room. My friend had told us it didn't work. It was just decoration. There was no wiring or mechanism, just a piece of history someone thought looked nice. We were bored in that way kids get bored, not tired, not unhappy, just restless. Someone joked about talking to ghosts. Someone else laughed, and then it stopped being a joke. And I remember the exact moment my stomach dropped. That quiet internal warning you don't have words for yet. I knew we shouldn't do it. I also knew I didn't want to be the one to say no. I told myself it was daytime, that nothing bad happened in bright rooms with the sun coming through the windows. We didn't even know what we were doing. We lit a candle, sat around a table, whispered like kids who'd seen too many movies. We tried to think of someone to call and eventually landed on a historical figure we had just learned about in school. For a few seconds, nothing happened, and then the bell rang. Not a single ring, not a flicker of sound. It rang hard and fast over and over, like someone was yanking on it with purpose. I don't remember pushing my chair back. I don't remember saying anything. I remember the stairs under my feet and the air leaving my lungs as I ran. I didn't feel embarrassed or confused. I felt hunted, like whatever instinct keeps animals alive had taken over, and I decided my only job was to get away. I ran until my chest hurt. I didn't slow down until I was blocks from that house. We never talked about it again, not once, no remember when, no explanation. It was like all three of us decided without saying it out loud that pretending it didn't happen was safer than trying to understand it. Years passed, life happened. That memory faded into something unreal, like a dream that stuck around longer than it should have. Decades later, it came back. I was at an event with friends, the kind of place where people offered readings, art, energy work. I wasn't seeking anything in particular. One woman had a long line, and everyone who walked away from her looked shaken. When it was my turn, I told her not to ask me questions. I didn't want to give her anything to work with. I just wanted to see what happened. She tried to sketch something and stopped, and then again. And then she tried again. She apologized, visibly unsettled, and said this didn't usually happen. And finally, she drew a man and stared at the paper longer than expected. She told me he wasn't connected to ancestry or past lives. She said he was someone who had attached himself to me early through invitation rather than accident. I laughed, and then she named him. It took everything in me to stay seated. She described a bright room, a childish call, a presence that answered not because it was summoned correctly, but because it was summoned earnestly. She said he described staying not as protection exactly, but as observation, like he'd been curious too. I didn't tell her the story until after, and when I did, she went very quiet. I still don't know what to make of it. I don't think a historical figure followed me through my life like a guardian angel, but I also don't think that day was meaningless. And I learned that curiosity can open doors even when you don't mean to knock. Thanks for giving people a place to talk about the moments that don't fit anywhere else. I like that. Ooh. That's from Maren. So that is interesting. They're just goofing off. She didn't say anything like getting out a Ouija board. They're just like doing a little kid seance, is my guess.
Yeah.
And so it just seems like, how could they have opened something to where this historical figure, whoever it was, and I'm going to guess Maren doesn't mention it because she doesn't want to talk about that person. Probably every time she encounters that person, it's like, oh my God, that's the person who follows me.
Well,
but you know what I mean? It just seems like an innocent little thing to have something attach itself to you forever.
It does. And yet the psychic, that she visited seemed to know about it.
Could it be like the, like maybe this historical figure, let's say it's Groucho
Abraham
Marx.
Lincoln.
Okay, Groucho Marx, Abraham Lincoln.
Let's go with Abe Lincoln
because I like him. So yeah. Say it's Abe Lincoln. He did come through that day, and he's like, starts dinging the bell.
Okay.
But I don't think Abe Lincoln would intentionally scare children. I think he had a more kinder and gentler soul. But...
Oh, I don't know that, you know, it wasn't intentional ringing the bell to scare the kids either.
Maybe
it
he
might have just been that the energy was so strong, it did it.
Yeah.
And I don't think either side, you know, the paranormal side or the kids were trying to do it. I just think maybe it was an energy explosion that made it ring really hard, loudly.
Maybe she is Mary Todd Lincoln reincarnated. Or maybe one of his sons. And that's why it's like she doesn't know it, but in a past life, she was one of his sons or something. And that's why he's kind of attached. My point was going to be, that just kind of popped in. But maybe he kind of came through that once, and then years later, he doesn't follow her all the time, but through the reading, he was able to come back through. And just kind of confirmed that really did happen back then. You know what I mean?
Well, and the psychic said he was an observer, not so much as somebody that was there all the time.
Yeah.
And I wonder if he just kind of still is around some, but not constantly.
Past life theory even more.
I like the past life theory, but she might look in ancestry because maybe she is a descendant of this person or something. Maybe not, but I just wonder, there seems to be, and it could just be that they summoned him, he's there, she was the intuitive, so he, you know, kind of connected with her somewhat. But I feel like we all have openings to, you know, spirits. We just maybe don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she is intuitive enough that she knows, but she hasn't known that he was still there. It took the psychic telling her.
Yeah, it would be awfully strange, though, to go to a psychic and then have that reading of all things.
Exactly. But even though she's intuitive, she didn't realize he was still hanging around until the psychic told her. And that's what makes me think, I think we all have spirits that watch us, guide us, help us, direct us, protect us. I think we all have that. You know, I just think that it's fascinating. I just can't believe she went to that psychic and that psychic told her that.
That's pretty crazy.
That's pretty crazy. It really is.
If you could have a historical figure tagging along, who would it be?
A historical figure tagging along.
I do like the idea of Abe Lincoln.
You can have him. He's great.
Yeah, he's great.
I think he's really good.
I am fascinated by him.
You know, I would probably go with like an artist like Michelangelo.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense. You do have Michelangelo tattooed on your wrist.
Yeah, he's kind of my guy.
There's that. Okay, that was not a surprise for either of us. I did not notice anything new about you. It's like, you know who I would take to? Betty White.
Oh, Betty White. Yeah.
I would take her in a heartbeat.
And now that we don't have Catherine O'Hara, I would take her.
Oh, my God. Can't even think about that.
If we get a new female comedian.
Yeah, I would take Betty White. She had a big heart. She loved animals. I just always thought her and I would get along famously. She was the type of person who everyone thinks they would get along with Betty White famously, you know?
Yeah.
You didn't even know her, and you just felt like, if I did, like if I only got to meet her, she would probably call me and stuff.
Yeah.
She just was amazing. Well, let's go to this caller.
Hi, my name is Dana Lee. I'm originally from California. When I was about 8 years old, I used to bake, and her best friend's mother died. So she brought me so that I could watch the kids while she stayed with her best friend and consoled her. And we stayed the night with them in West Hollywood, California. This was back in the 70s. And I was sleeping on the floor in the bedroom with everybody else. And I woke up to crying, which wasn't unusual that night. Everybody was crying. But I woke up to crying, and I sat up, and I saw a woman sitting on the foot of the bed, consoling who was in the bed. And she was wearing a white dress, and she was, you know, just saying it's going to be all right and patting her leg and stroking her. And I just thought, well, you know, it's just another person consoling my neighbor's best friend. So I went back to sleep. The next morning we woke up, the best friend of my neighbor was telling us the dream she had, that her mother came to her and was, that she felt much better about her mother passing because her mother came to her and she was wearing a white dress and she was telling her everything was going to be okay, and she really felt at peace with that, with that dream. And I said, that wasn't a dream. I woke up, I heard your cries, and I woke up and I saw her doing those things, consoling you, telling you everything was going to be, that wasn't a dream. She was actually there. And I have never forgotten that. I'm almost 60 now, and to this day, it feels like that happened yesterday. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that story. Thank you.
That is interesting, because even if you had some sort of dream state, visitation dream or something, and even if she hadn't fully woken up, the fact that she had that experience and the other person had that experience, that's crazy. Like, I really do think she woke up and saw that.
I do too. 100%. I think she woke up, saw that, and just thought it was somebody else there. It wasn't her house, so, you know, you're not sure who all comes in and out of other people's homes. Could have been a different friend or what up there. So she didn't, you know, think too much about it until the next day, and then was like, no, I saw it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because, you know, you hear about visitation dreams, and I think they're so powerful. And the fact that she was able to be so moved by having a visitation dream. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my, like you just, it kind of changes you a little bit. It's like, oh my God, I really did have an experience with this person. That's what it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you normally get in stories, is just that much.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting to me that you would have one where someone else had.
I really think
parallel
that probably,
experience.
Yeah, happens more than we realize, that the deceased does come and, you know, gives us some comfort, puts their hand on us before they leave.
Or what about, like, you know, couples who, you know, one person, they're in the same bed, one person has a visitation dream, and the other person, perhaps if they woke up during that time, could actually see the apparition of that person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I definitely think so.
Given me something to think about.
After that, because that was so powerful, I wonder if she's had other experiences. Because she said that she's almost 60 now, and that happened when she was 8 or 9. It's hard for me to believe she hasn't had other things happen since then.
Right? But man, you know, even if she hasn't, that one paranormal experience was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
That was a pretty strong one.
Absolutely.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you'd like to become a premium subscriber and get advanced episodes and access to the archive, no commercials, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right. Your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our 4 favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit QuickBooks Bill Pay. You didn't start a business to spend your Sundays chasing invoices and manual data entry. But as you grow, accounts payable starts to feel like a full-time job you never applied for. Bills pile up, approvals get lost in email, and your vendors are constantly asking, "Where's my check?" It's distracting, it's stressful, and it's keeping you from the work that actually moves the needle. Intuit QuickBooks Bill Pay is the exit ramp. QuickBooks Bill Pay automates the busy work that eats your calendar by bringing every bill, every vendor, and every payment into one organized dashboard. Stop chasing details and start seeing the big picture. Know exactly what's due, who needs to sign off, and how it impacts your cash flow before the money leaves your bank. Vendors can even manage their own details so you stay in control of how and when you pay. Grow with confidence and put your AP on autopilot in QuickBooks. Learn more at QuickBooks.com/BillPay. Again, that's QuickBooks.com/BillPay. Terms apply. Money movement services are provided by Intuit Payments, Inc., licensed as a money transmitter by the New York State Department of Financial Services.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I got here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a not not.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes, like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right. Your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a not knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a not knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.